Welcome to the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Yesterday, a judge in Clay County, Illinois, population 13,184, issued a preliminary ruling in favor of a man who challenged the governor's stay-at-home order. The ruling means for now, State Representative Darren Bailey, a Republican from Xenia, cannot be bound by the governor's COVID orders. Here he is in a video posted to Facebook this morning.
It's obviously expected that as this, as my case pursues, when it reaches its endpoint, obviously what's good for me is good for everyone in Illinois. So that doesn't mean we reopen, that we go rampant and go to running around the state. Nothing at all is going to change for me. But like I said, this is about local control and obeying the law that is already set in place versus what our governor chooses to do. That's what it's about.
But yesterday, as word of the ruling was coming out, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker did not hold back his criticism.
It's insulting, it's dangerous, and people's safety and health has now been put at risk. There may be people who contract coronavirus as a result of what Darren Bailey has done now.
Joining us now to talk about this is Amanda Vinicky. She's a correspondent for Chicago Tonight on PBS station WTTW. Amanda, thanks for coming back on the 21st.
Of course, it's my pleasure.
So who is State Representative Darren Bailey, and what was he trying to accomplish with his court filing?
Bailey is a freshman Republican member of the Illinois House. I believe he's a farmer. I think it's interesting to point out that he arrived at the Illinois House after ousting a former GOP lawmaker who he got mad at for having voted for the income tax increase that ended the budget stalemate. He won't be in the House much longer, not because he's leaving politics, but because he won a primary and has no Democratic challenger as he now seeks to represent the 55th district in the state Senate. So that's who Darren Bailey is. And what he was doing here is, he says, fighting for his freedoms, which he alleged were being trampled on by the continual stay-at-home orders, three now having been issued during the coronavirus pandemic by Governor J.B. Pritzker.
So what is in the judge's ruling? What does this mean for, let's start with, what does it mean for Darren Bailey?
What it means for Darren Bailey is that he's free to ignore the stay-at-home order, which requires everyone else to stay at home, barring any sort of need to take advantage of or be part of running an essential business. That said, Bailey, as you just heard there, says his life isn't going to change. He's not going to do anything differently with his newly granted freedoms. But nonetheless, he alone in Illinois will not have to comply with the stay-at-home orders per this judge's ruling. The judge's ruling, other than that, was really very short and limited to that.
And so what, I guess you've kind of answered my question, what does this mean for the rest of Illinois? Is anyone free to, you know, ignore the governor's orders at this point?
Definitely not. No, everybody still has to obey the stay-at-home orders. And if not, we have seen there have been here and there individuals who have been cited for, I believe it's reckless behavior, reckless conduct, if they don't comply, though that is something that the governor has said he doesn't want law enforcement to be doing a lot of. And he hopes that people, by and large, are doing this for their own good. But and actually Bailey himself said that he doesn't want other individuals' behavior to change. In an interview that I heard, he talked about his parents who are staying at home and he wants them to stay at home. He asserts that this is more of a local control issue. That said, Brian, it does sort of raise the specter. Will people see this news and say, hey, I don't want to comply? This individual doesn't have to. And also important to point out there that this is Bailey doing the suit as an individual, not as a member of the Illinois General Assembly. But will others seek to join? There's certainly downstate lawmakers who agree with Bailey, were likewise at the courthouse applauding his endeavors and saying that they feel ignored by the governor. We're seeing sort of a regional divide where there are, again, legislators and residents, particularly in pockets of central and southern Illinois, who say that given the amount of cases that are coming out of the Chicago area, that there should be some regional changes. And Bailey is saying that that's what he wants. He wants that to be in the hands of local and county public health departments versus a statewide order.
You know, and let's talk a little bit about that, because obviously the coronavirus disease has been detected in almost every county statewide. I think the last count from the public health department was 96 out of the state's 102 counties. It's assumed to be everywhere because testing is still so limited. But as you say, most of the cases are concentrated in the Chicago region, with smaller clusters, but still significant ones in downstate cities like Rockford and the Metro East, Quad Cities, Champaign, Springfield, Bloomington. But the rural areas have not seen these highest cases. Is this something that you think is going to, is this going to continue to grow, this sort of urban-rural divide that we're seeing on the response to this pandemic?
I mean, it's certainly not the first time that we have seen of this divide. Bailey, in fact, is one of the legislators who embraced and sponsored a measure that would effectively split the state in two, with Chicago being its own. So certainly the coronavirus is not the first sign that we have seen of this sort of regional division, nor is it the first sign of fatigue. I mean, in Chicago, there was a wedding party and then a house party where dozens of people got together despite the stay-at-home order. And you know, there were social media videos flying everywhere of this party where people were gathering in very close proximity to one another, many not wearing masks. So I think both the fatigue of the stay-at-home order, particularly as the weather gets nicer, is a true challenge everywhere. Yeah, I think that this is going to continue to be a challenge. And it's one that clearly the governor has recognized. I also do want to say he has not been downstate in some time. And again, the bulk of the population is in Chicago, where he's holding these briefings, and journalists from around the state do have an opportunity to ask questions because there's really only one pool reporter that is there. But I have heard back from some both lawmakers and residents that say, hey, wait, where is he? He doesn't know what is going on in my neck of the woods because he hasn't been here.
And briefly, very briefly, because we're almost out of time here, what is next in this case? I understand the Attorney General is weighing in this morning.
Yes, the Attorney General actually late on Monday night, so right away, hurried to appeal the case. And that has, it's again, a very short request, but they have requested that the appellate court of the Fifth Judicial District take this up immediately, seeking to reverse the opinion and to lift that temporary restraining order given to Representative Bailey.
Amanda Vinicky is a correspondent for Chicago Tonight from WTTW News. Amanda, thanks as always for speaking with me today.
Thanks so much, Brian.